operators in Haines discuss the possibility of small cruise tourism this summer and how to prepare for it. And a local bicycle company sees a drop in tours and a spike in bike sales. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Large cruise ships operated by companies like Norwegian and Carnival are unlikely to visit Haines and Skagway this summer due to federal restrictions related to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, some smaller cruise lines are hoping to sail the Lynn Canal as early as June. There are a few rules that have blocked cruise tourism in Alaska this spring. Back in March, the Center for Disease Control implemented a no-sail order for all cruise ships that carry more than 250 passengers. That remains in place until late July. In addition, the state requires visitors to quarantine for 2 weeks upon arrival in Alaska. But that order is set to expire on June 2nd unless the governor decides to extend it. Recently, American Cruise Lines, or ACL for short, has been reaching out to Southeast Alaska communities to see if they would be willing to host smaller cruise ships once the quarantine order ends. ACL's ships carry less than 250 people, so they are exempt from the federal no-sail order. Haines Tourism Director Stephen Ock told the Hainesboro Assembly that ACL has started sharing their initial COVID-19 mitigation plans with port communities.
At first glance, it does look pretty good, but there are certainly some things that are missed and maybe not addressed.
Ock says while ACL's plan outlines some health precautions, it does not explain what would happen if a passenger becomes infected with the coronavirus while on the cruise. Ock also raised concerns that it might not be economically viable for tour operators to run shore excursions while implementing certain health precautions. For example, he said American Cruise Lines has suggested limiting the number of people per vehicle on tours.
Where that does become difficult is if you ask a tour operator to run, say, a 15-passenger bus with only 7 people in it, does it become an economic hindrance to them to actually run that?
The Alaska Municipal League has been facilitating conversations between communities in Southeast Alaska and small cruise lines to figure out how tourism could continue while keeping residents and visitors safe. The goal is to establish mutually agreed upon protocols for cruise ships and communities that could be adopted across the region. The Haines Tourism Advisory Board met Thursday to discuss the possibility of small cruise tourism this summer. Haines Rafting Company owner Andy Hedden said he wants to get a better idea of how the community feels about bringing in visitors during the pandemic.
I would love to operate in any capacity that is legitimate, but I would want to do it with the community's support and approval.
Ock says that the Haines Emergency Operations Center has proposed hosting a town hall meeting to discuss opening the community to visitors this summer. No date has been set for the meeting. Bicycle sales are up in Alaska and across the country. That means one Upper Lynn Canal bicycle tour company is shifting gears. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
Sweet.
There's already a bike waiting on the front stoop when Dustin Craney gets to work.
It is here for service, yeah.
He glances at the note taped to the seat and rolls it inside.
Come on in. Turn the lights on here.
Craney is usually onboarding tour guides this time of year, but instead, he and his staff are doing a lot of tune-ups.
That's the majority of it right now, is service and sales.
Sockeye Cycle is known for bike tours in Haines and Skagway. They fix and sell bikes too, but until recently, that's only been a small fraction of their business model. Then coronavirus hit. The summer cruise ship season vaporized. Thousands of summer tours turned into a big question mark on the calendar. But something else happened. People started buying bikes. Lots of them.
This year's definitely been one of the biggest that we've seen. And I would say normally in a spring, 20, 30, 40 bikes would be normal. And we've probably sold about double that this year.
Bike sales have doubled all over the country, according to reporting by the New York Times. Major manufacturers can't keep up with the sudden demand. In major cities, bike shops attribute the uptick to fears of public transportation. But in the remote Southeast, that's more than unlikely. Many seasonal workers are without jobs, however, and may simply be spending more time outside. Craney said most models are backordered until this fall. But he was planning for a record-breaking tourist season, so he's got a solid inventory. That, and he started to sell off his fleet of a couple hundred rental and tour bikes, which, with no cruise ships on the horizon, are just sitting in the shop anyway.
some of those new bikes that we thought we would be using for rentals or for tours have been a good fit for retail sales here as well. So we've been able to repurpose those, and we're actually pretty comfortable with our inventory, though we've been selling a lot of bikes, and we realize that we're not going to be able to restock anytime soon.
He wasn't able to hire the dozen or so seasonal tour guides that run bike tours for visitors each year. But he has been able to retain his 7 Alaska employees, thanks in part to federal relief programs like the Payroll Protection Program, but also because of those sales and an uptick in the demand for maintenance. Haynes mechanic Ted Kelly puts a bike up on the repair stand.
The rotor is bent and maybe a little bit loose. So you can kind of hear it when it slows down because it's rubbing.
This bike is one of the backlogged tune-ups on his list. Kelly usually maintains the tour and rental fleet, but this year he said he's even busier doing maintenance, repairs, and bike builds for customers.
Yeah, I've had some 16-hour days recently, just like trying to get through bikes and bike builds and, yeah.
Most of the bikes stay in Haynes and Skagway, but they've been shipping all over the region.
The first one to Klock this year, but we've sent a few all over Southeast and then a lot over to Skagway, like I was saying.
The record sales won't make up for the 2,000 or 3,000 tour and rental customers per month that Sockeye won't see this year. But Craney said he sees the value in coasting for a while, and he's glad that more people are getting out on their bikes. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.
Take it easy on yourself.